It is very significant, most important because of the term limit that Tanzania has been practicing for many years now. And President Kikwete has been saying this again and again when he's around other political leaders from the region, insisting on term limits. The elections was also important because this year it was a real test for Tanzania's democracy because it was very much contested. The opposition had a realistic chance of winning the elections. Of course, they didn't win, and they're not pleased with the results. But the way the elections was conducted and the fact that it was very competitive, it was a big test for Tanzania's democracy.
The vice president is a woman, the first female vice president. How significant is this?
For the first time in Tanzania, the vice president is a woman. So that means the next stage would be the president of Tanzania could be a woman. The current vice president, who is from the islands of Zanzibar, has been in politics for many years, and the moment she was nominated as a running mate, she drew a lot of women votes in this election. So you could also say that that's a very, very significant moment in Tanzania's history and democracy too.
What do you make of the SADC presidents that were present at the ceremony? That is Edgar Lungu, Zambia, Paul Kagame, Rwanda, DRC's Joseph Kabila, Jacob Zuma of South Africa, and of course, President Robert Mugabe.
Yeah, that's very historical. It speaks of the history that Tanzania has had with its neighbors, and as you know, Tanzania was very much involved in the liberation movement of many southern African countries. Tanzania is a leading member of the East African Federation movement. So it shows the ties that exist between among these countries, and also the value that they place on Tanzania as a, you know, one of the leading nation in terms of resolving issues around the region.